Brazil is synonymous with what is called the beautiful game, a style of football that features precise passing, dazzling footwork, and amazing goal scoring. Brazil lost only twice in 18 games on its way to the World Cup and has captured the coveted trophy five times. The Brazilians are also the reigning champions, having defeated Germany 2-0 in the final 4 years ago. International football expert commentator Derek Ray of Scotland says even if Brazil suffered a first-round setback this year, the South Americans are the team to beat.
For me, they are the overwhelming favourites to win the World Cup. You never know in a World Cup what's going to happen because they can run into nightmare game such as the great Brazilian side of 1982 did against Italy, and the dream was all of a sudden over. But I don't see that game coming in the group phase, and even if it does, Brazil ought to be good enough to go through.
The Brazilians open their World Cup campaign against Croatia June 13th in Berlin. Australia and Japan are also in the group. Australia qualified for only its second World Cup with a nail-biting penalty shootout win over Uruguay in a two-legged playoff. Croatia had an easier time winning its qualifying group. Australia's fan base could be somewhat divided. There are a number of ethnic Croatians who live in Australia, and Derek Ray says divided loyalties could make life interesting for the so-called Socceroos. Ray points out that one of the players serves as an example.
Josip Simunic is an interesting character in this game because there's a key member of the Croatian side who is Australian, born and bred, and then decided he wanted to play for Croatia, the country of his parents. And that was very controversial in Australia a few years ago because he'd gone through the Australian developmental system, which is partially funded by the Australian taxpayers.
The Croatians finished third in the World Cup in 1998, but failed to qualify in 2002. Derek Ray says while Croatia should be favored to advance, Australia or Japan could also join Brazil in the second round.
Now, on experience, you would probably say Croatia are the favourites. Again, the World Cup being in Europe is going to help them greatly. They'll have plenty of support in Germany. There's little doubt about that. But there are one or two doubts in my mind about this particular Croatian side as to whether they have the quality that we saw from the Croatians back in 1998. But Croatia, Australia, Japan, take your pick.
Japan finished atop its Asian qualifying group, but had to score last-minute wins over Oman and North Korea to get to Germany. The Japanese team qualified for the World Cup for the first time in 1998 and had an automatic berth in 2002 because it was the co-host. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.